Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 and HY FY 2023 earnings conference call of Vaskyn Engineers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Santosh Sundarajan, Group CEO, Vaskyn Engineers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Vaskyn Engineers for the second quarter and half year ended September 30, 2022. Today, joining me on the call is Mr. Somnath Biswas, our CFO, and our investor relations team, Stellar Investor Relations. I believe you have gone through the Q2 and H1 FY 2023 financial results. The results presentations uploaded on the stock exchange and on the company's website. The key developments in Q2 and H1 FY 2023 are: we have been highlighting over the past few quarters that we are focused to improve our debt position, and in continuation to that, we are happy to report that over the past 18 months, we have reduced our gross debt by 59 crores to rupees 155 crores as on September 30, 2022, as against 214 crores as on March 31, 2021. This, along with improved cash flow generation, has led to a net debt of only rupees 41 crores as on September 30, 2022, as against rupees 134 crores as on March 31, 2021. More importantly, a significant part of the debt reduction has been on the high-cost debt, which helps in bringing down our finance costs. During the aforementioned period, the total debt equity ratio has improved to 0.19 from 0.30 earlier. Further, our credit rating profile has also improved. Like we mentioned in the last con call, Fitch Ratings has upgraded its rating for our long-term bank facility to Acuite BBB stable and for the short-term facility to Acuite A3+ stable. Further, in September, CRISIL has also assigned long-term credit rating of BBB stable and a short-term credit rating of A3+. With improving business performance and cash flow generation, we are hopeful of further upgrading our credit ratings going forward. We continue to focus on liquidity management by monetizing the non-core assets. The second key highlight continues to be the improving run rate of EPC execution. During the quarter, EPC revenue increased by 53% year-on-year and 14% quarter-on-quarter to rupees 156 crores. While on year-on-year basis it may look highly growth-centric due to the base effect of a partial lockdown last year in the first quarter, when compared on a quarter-on-quarter basis, growth in EPC execution run rate is quite encouraging. Given that typically in the construction industry, Q2 of any fiscal is lower than Q1 due to seasonal issues. We assume this growth there is for driving those challenges we face now. Currently, our book in first September 2022 stands at almost 1,800 crores, of which external EPC orders are.
Sir, can you hear me? Sir, we lost your audio in between, sir. Can I request you please repeat? Like 2 seconds ago, we lost your audio, sir.
Okay. Thirdly, our EPC order book has been robust. As on September 30, 2022, the total order book stands at about 1,800 crores, of which external EPC orders are about 1,500 crores, and the balance is from internal orders. Further, almost 74% of the order book is towards government projects, which provide visibility of faster execution and uninterrupted cash flows, helping us improve our execution run rate. With that, we believe we are well-placed to clock improved performance in the next couple of years, as our order book forms about 3.9x the FY 2022 EPC revenue, providing strong visibility of EPC revenue growth for the next two, three years. The company is witnessing increased demand in real estate EPC segment, as we are tying up with realtors based in Pune, Mumbai, and Coimbatore. Lastly, on the real estate and GMP businesses, we are happy to report that there is meaningful progress in both the segments as well. Real estate segment, after various headwinds in the recent past, is gaining momentum steadily. There is a gradual recovery in demand as economy moves towards normalcy. Our new sales booking in H1 FY 2023 stood at 135,000 sq ft for a total sales value of 83 crores. During H1 FY23, our real estate revenue stood at rupees 48 crores and an EBITDA of 22 crores. The gross margin came in at 61%, while EBITDA margin at 45% in H1 FY23. Due to the nature of accounting treatment given to revenue and expenses for real estate business based on Ind AS, the recording of revenue happens on project completion basis, making it lumpy in nature, whereas administration and other expenses are recorded as incurred quarter-on-quarter. Due to this timing difference of revenue and expense recognition, in certain quarters where revenue is not booked, the real estate business will show a loss as opposed to those quarters where revenue is booked. During the first half, we have launched new residential project Tulip Space 3 in Coimbatore. Out of 49 units, which is in Vascon share, 44 units were sold within 1 month of launch, as well as a project Eco Tower in Pune, in which Vascon has 70% share. 25% is sold out as on September 30, 2022. On the other project, Vascon Spring, we have fully sold the building consisting of an area of 33,387 sq ft, out of which 70% is Vascon share. Also, we have recently received the first redevelopment project based in Santa Cruz in Mumbai, which will yield a total value of 225 crores. GMP business continues to deliver sustainable performance in the past quarter as well. Revenue of 113 crores for H1 FY23 and a healthy gross margin of 28% is what GMP has delivered in the first 6 months. EBITDA stood at rupees 7 crores with a margin of 6% in H1 FY23. Coming to the industry sector, the thriving construction industry is indicative of a strong expanding economy because it creates homes, placements of employment, and other essential infrastructure like bridges and dams. This year, India is anticipated to have the fastest growing major economy worldwide. Construction will be one of the main forces behind long-term growth as millions of Indians consider moving to urban areas in search of high-quality employment. Three key factors indicate that the demand will likely continue, contributing to a good holiday season for real estate. Firstly, prices have been gradually rising due to rising input costs. This contributes to higher demand because buyers prefer to buy in the rising prime market. Secondly, a 140 basis point increase in home loan rates to 7.9% haven't dampened demand because rates are still lower than the pre-pandemic levels. This is due to the fact that despite the global crisis, which has resulted in an increase in increased interest rates, the Indian economy continues to grow at a rate of 7%. Lastly, as people work from home more frequently, there is greater demand for larger homes with upgraded amenities. Given this backdrop, the festive season is projected to see strong demand for residential property since the monsoon and the Shradh period, the preceding quarter Q2 is viewed as a poor sales time and sales are often concentrated in the October-December quarter. On the overall financial performance, let me start with the standalone numbers. During Q2 FY23, the company reported a total income of 183 crores as against 119 crores in Q2 FY22, a good profit year on year. In Q2 FY23, EBITDA stood at rupees 26 crore as against rupees 11 crore in the corresponding period last year. EBITDA margin was at 14%. Reported net profit of rupees 22 crore in Q2 FY23 as against 3 crores in Q2 FY22. With a growth of 535% year-on-year. On a consolidated basis, Q2 FY20, the company reports a total income of 235 crores as against 161 crores in Q2 FY22, which is a growth of 46% year-on-year. The EBITDA stood at rupees 29 crores with EBITDA margin of 12% as against 13 crores in Q2 FY22. And the net profit is rupees 23 crore as against 3 crore in FY22, which is a growth of 562% year on year. On the strategy, the company is first towards building a strong order book, enabling the execution to continue at current levels. The EPC business will be the prime focus of the company going forward. With this, we can now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Ranodeep Sen from MAS Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is with respect to the gold mine that we have in the Thane land. And I understand out of the 150 acres land that Vascon has, I think around 70 acres is of Vascon. Recently, Amazon had a deal with a real estate developer in October, which is being touted as the biggest real estate deal of 2022, valuing that land at 1,800 crores for 60 acres. So what is Vascon's plan to unlock value for shareholders?
Yes, you are right. You know, a couple of fantastic deals have happened in and around our land parcel. This is excellent news for us. In the demand in that area is being established, and the price is also being established at much higher than, you know, what we have ever calculated or signed to our parcel. Of course, we hold it in our balance sheet at book value, which is so there is a huge gold mine there, as you rightly said. Our issue is that, you know, what the land that we possess is not entirely contiguous, and we will be waiting for some more time, and then, you know, we are talking to a few partners who are willing to partner us in acquiring land in and around our parcel so that we can have kind of a swap deal and create a contiguous parcel for both of us. Definitely work has started, but this is a long-drawn process. You know, we do not want to be begging values or raising expectations of shareholders in the short term over the next 2-3 years on this parcel. But this will yield, you know, great numbers, great profits, great revenue, everything in the medium term. But we do not want to give any guidelines in the next, you know, 8 quarters or so.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. My second question, I think, first of all, congratulations on bagging the first redevelopment project in Mumbai. I think a 225 crore revenue opportunity sounds great. In the largest scheme of things, do you see Vascon doing a lot of redevelopment in Mumbai, given the large Mumbai redevelopment opportunities that exist?
Yes, so we do feel that, you know, smaller projects from Vascon's standpoint, to be able to do extremely big project in Mumbai is not in our bandwidth. We would want to focus on small projects like this, you know, which we have acquired now. This is a excellent starting point for us. It's in a very prime location, probably one of the most prime locations Bombay can have on, you know, right in Bandra. And so this would be our pilot project. We would want to get this kicked off. And yes, to answer your question, we are having a separate team that is entirely looking at redevelopment options wherever we feel, you know, the value is right, and wherever the owners are ready to choose us as their partner, we are keen on making few more entries within Mumbai in this aspect.
Okay, okay. And thank you for answering the questions, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. Look forward to the upcoming quarters. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Bajrang Bafna from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Congratulations for a great set of numbers, sir. My first question pertains to, you know, the real estate business. If we see the, you know, the pipeline projects, which we have categorized in two parts, one is the near term, another one is the only pipeline, closer to almost 1500 crore plus 900 crore. So almost 2400 crore kind of, you know, sales value potential. If you can guide us, you know, the launch timeline and, you know, the completion timeline, that what time frame we expect, you know, this 2400 crores to be, you know, convert into sales, and then eventually, you know, the possession to be given. So if you could guide us, it will be really helpful. Some ballpark timelines on these projects.
So, see, all of these projects, which is Powai in Mumbai, Kharadi in Pune, the other one, 4-acre housing in Pune, the Baner Pashan, and the Santa Cruz redevelopment that we have signed in Mumbai, all of these are tied up and at various stages of obtaining approvals. So, you know, you can expect that these five projects should definitely be launched in the next 12 months. You know, I'm putting a upper side number, 12 to 15 months at max. And if you assume that, in 2 to 3 years max for execution, so in the next 4 years, this 1,600 crore plus that 900 of existing, all of this would definitely be getting executed, sold, and revenue realized, booked, you know. But as we said, the real estate revenues come in a quarter where we obtain OCs. So how we will be able to, sort of linearize this by getting an OC every quarter is yet to be seen, because we do not have so many projects that we can keep getting OCs every quarter. But having said that, this quarter or the next quarter, somewhere these revenues will have to come, these profits will have to come. So yeah, over a 4 year period, I think we can pretty target that these projects that we're talking about, both the buckets, should get executed.
Yeah, sir, what I'm trying to sense is that we understand this accounting, anomaly which is existing.
Right.
But, fairly to understand from an average yearly perspective, 500 to 600 crore kind of, the top line that can be expected. I'm not purely asking from a P&L perspective.
So
I'm just saying from a cash flow perspective.
Correct. What is, cash flow perspective, you're absolutely right. From next year, we will see, extremely healthy cash flows compared to what we have seen in the past in real estate. Cash flows come, in advance, and the recognition comes later. However, since all these projects are just being launched, in the next, 7-8 quarters, I do not know how many will actually reach the stage of OC. So suddenly you would see a lopsided recognition of all the revenue, 3 years and 4 years from now, 3 years and 4 years from now. And the projects that we are already working on will, get recognized in the next year. But the ones that have just started are much more in volume than, what we are working on. So we've done a lot of work to dedicate the real estate division to, bring back positivity and to sign up new projects. So all the work we're paying off in that every quarter almost, we are signing up a new project. And we will be launching a new project every quarter going forward for sure. And eventually 2 years later, if you give us 24 months from 24 months from today, after that, hopefully every quarter we will also see a completion. And like you're saying, this point, revenue will also be in the books. I'm really saying hello.
Yeah. Sir, your voice is little bit breaking, so we are not able to understand it fully. I don't know whether it is with me or it is with everybody. So just to, get slightly more sense, can you, also start disclosing us, because most of the, real estate companies also gives, the expected construction cost and the total, operating cash flow which can be expected from these projects. So that gives us some sort of, valuation metrics. So what can be the expected construction cost which can be assumed, for these projects on a ballpark basis?
So generally, on an average, I think 3,000 rupees a square feet to 3,500, wherever it is in general, could be taken as the construction cost. But, rather than you calculate things, because there are shares to the landowner,
I understand
what you're saying. And I think we will calculate this as a ballpark projection and share it.
That would be great, sir. That would be great.
We'll
that will give us some sort of, cash flow that we are going to generate over next 4 or 5 years from these orders.
Yes. So we also have operating. So, over a 4 year period, what would be our operating cost of running the real estate division? What would be the cost of construction for, all these projects that we have? And then what is the top line? So effectively, what would be the
operating
line?
Cash flow that we can
say.
So rather than going to P&L, it is better that we focus on cash flow that
will
be far superior for us. Yeah,
absolutely.
And sir, my second question pertains to the EPC side, where you have now almost 1,500 crores order book and the execution cycle has picked up very well, at least in this first half. So what can we sense, in terms of this financial year and maybe going into next financial year purely from the EPC side and getting into, newer orders and all. So if you could guide us, on that parameter will be really helpful.
Yeah, so EPC, fortunately we have an excellent order book even now in hand. This year we haven't backed much. We do intend, hopefully we will, back a few more orders before the end of the year and keep this order book at same level or upward of what it is now. But having said that, even if the order bagging is a little bit delayed, the current run rate is expected to only increase with all these projects having taken shape, and giving us full execution fronts on ground, in all these projects. And so, as you saw, our execution run rate has only increased quarter on quarter. We've done about 156 this quarter. So, next two quarters would definitely be better than second quarter. Third quarter and fourth quarter generally are the better quarters for construction. We've already seen that in the month of October, we've done quite well, more than what we've done monthly in the previous quarter. So I would expect us to do, a good percentage more than the first half in the second half of this year. So our guideline has always been about 600 crore EPC. I think safely we should do that much or more in EPC this year. And next year, we would like to, have at least a 20-30% growth on this 600 target of this year. So that should, hopefully be closer to 750 crores, which we will definitely achieve considering the run rate at which we are working currently.
Got it. And sir, can we work with 10% sort of margin on this EPC on a conservative side?
So what is happening in EPC is, at the end of the day, we are still looking at a single digit PAT when it comes down to a PAT level. We do have EBITDAs or gross profits in double digits in the team.
No, I'm talking about operating margins only, sir, EBITDA margin.
Yeah, EBITDA margin is over 10% anyway. So that is not a problem. But we will hopefully, next year when we reach 750 crore and, upwards of 750 crore execution, that's when we will hope to at least reach 9-10% PAT, because that is where we would want to be. 4-5% PAT is quite low. We would hopefully be closer to 10% PAT. That is our target on next year.
Oh, great. That is nice to hear, sir. Congrats, sir, for this wonderful set of numbers, and hope to see, this journey going ahead also. And I'll come back in the queue for more.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the phone. We'll take the next question from the line of Rashmik Oja from Kotak Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Sir, I just wanted to get a small clarification. You said you want to keep the order book at the current level by end of FY23. Does it mean it will continue to remain at around 3.9 times of revenue, or it was absolute figure?
No, so I was actually talking of absolute figure. You're right. I was actually talking of absolute figure. See, if we are doing 600 crores and we want four times that, so we should be at 2,400 crores. That's the very ideal point to be in. But we've lost 6 months in terms of focusing on our VGs and getting those limits. So we've got our rating first. We are now at an advanced stage with the banks to get our limits re-sanctioned with the existing collateral we have. And then we will be in a position to bid for much more projects. Today we are a bit constrained in choosing which project we want to bid for. But having said that, we have taken an internal target that, at least in the next 6 months, if I'm going to extinguish another 300 crores, then let me at least back 300 crores and remain at least 1,800 crores, 1,900 crores level to start the next financial year. And then quickly within the first half of next financial year, we'll ramp that up towards upwards of 2,000 and 2,400 crores for sure. Yes, we should be at around 2,400 crores. So that, the healthy growth story can continue for the next 3-4 years. Hello? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you, but Mr. Rasmeek's line is disconnected. So we are promoting the next question from the line of Mr. Balasubramanian. Sir, you may go ahead, please.
Yeah, okay, thank you. My first question is monetization of Thane land, when it, my recognition is any update on Powai project? The next question is update on...
Sorry, I'm not able to hear you, Mr. Balasubramanian.
Sir, Mr. Balasubramanian, sir, your line is breaking up, sir. If you are on a speakerphone, I would request you to please use your handset.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, sir, my first question is monetization of Thane land. Any update on that? And any update on Powai projects and Goa projects also?
And the third one was Goa project, is it?
Goa projects, yeah.
Yeah. So the first one, Thane, I think I just answered. We do not want to be giving any updates or highlights or expectations on that parcel for the next 8 quarters. It is definitely moving in an excellent direction as far as we are concerned. As we all know, some deals are being signed and closed in and around our land parcel in exactly the same region in Thane, which is pegging the valuation of the land much higher than, you know, what we've ever thought of. So it's a gold mine which is, you know, waiting to be tapped, but I think we will still have to wait for a few more quarters to get a partner who will help us encash that. So no guidelines for the short term. For the second one you mentioned was the Powai project. Yes, Powai project, we are working on launching a project over there. We've got an investor tied up in principle who will be partnering us so that we get the initial cash flows required to get the approvals and launch the project. So we hope to launch that project within the next 12 months, get the approvals and launch it. So we are working on that. That will get launched soon. And the third one in Goa, the project that we bagged, so the Goa airport is going on fine. We are constructing it. So that's an EPC project. The other one that we had bagged, which was a convention center, that is on hold as far as we are concerned. So we are not taking it in our order book as of now.
Yeah, okay, sir. So next question regarding the margin side, we are in this current quarter around 5% margins. So we expect around 8 to 9 kind of margin in going. So is that
Sorry, your voice is cracking.
Sir, right now our current margin is around 5% for this quarter. So in previously, if you look at a few quarters, we are around 8 to 9% margins. So when we can expect the recovery in going further?
Yeah, I think over the next 2 quarters, this margin percentage would increase for sure.
We can expect higher single digit or double digit?
Yeah, higher single digit. The double digit will still take me hopefully next year.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Ravi Koja, Kotak Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks. So I was asking earlier a question, you know, that we have execution projects for 3.7 million square feet in EPC, whereas our ability is around 8 million. Just wanted to understand, how do you then look at, you know, tapping this ability or to execute 8 million or any path or guideline you have in mind?
So, see, we always maintain that our ability is to do, you know, 800 to 1,000 crore of, as in, we can always grow beyond that. It's not that there's a ceiling on our ability, but the current bandwidth that we have in terms of assets and senior staffing would enable us to execute about 1,000 crores. We're doing about 600 this year. Next year, hopefully, we'll do 750, 800. The year after that, we will exhaust our bandwidth in terms of assets, capex, and senior staffing. So 3 years from now, definitely, we will have to look at investments to grow beyond that 1,000 crore EPC mark.
Okay. Thanks. So there's a slide in the presentation about non-core assets identified for sale. A 9-acre land parcel in Aurangabad and GMP Technical Solutions, ETK as a subsidiary. Can you just give us some timeline or guideline how this will play out in the future?
So the 9-acre land parcel in Aurangabad is currently led anyways with a consortium of banks, SBI being the lead banker, to get our CC and BG limits. So in the meantime, we are looking to sell off that parcel because it is a non-core asset as far as we are concerned. If we do, we are in talks with a party who is interested in purchasing. If the deal does go through, then, you know, we might realize about 30 odd crores cash flow, but that would again, you know, it would not be free cash flow for us to reduce debt or use in business growth, because it will have to be with SBI to retain the limits that we have as a collateral. The other one, GMP Technical Solution, we will not be, you know, we're still not looking actively to divest it yet. I think we will still give it a year or maybe a year and a half, 2 years to stabilize quarter on quarter. You know, like Vascon EPC is now stabilizing in terms of execution run rates as well as bottom line. GMP is also at that turning point. It is doing well. The next 2 quarters is expected to do much better than what it has done in the first 2 quarters. So we would wait for it to have a reasonable, healthy EBITDA and PAT that is being seen at the end of each quarter. And then based on that, then we will look for a valuation maybe a year or two down the road to try and divest our stakes in that company.
And the last question, sir, is this entire Thane land parcel which we own in the book, what will be the book value or the amount which is sitting in the balance sheet as of now on book value?
The book value is about 50 crores.
50 crores.
50, 55 crores.
Thank you, sir. Best of luck.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Vijay Sarda, Canara HSP. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Yeah, sir.
Sorry, your line is cracking up.
Yeah. Sir? Hello? I'm audible?
Yes.
Yeah, my question pertains to two things. One, I just wanted to know about the construction cost for the real estate with the current cost on the steel and all that going down. So has that decreased a bit for us? And secondly, you already stated on the bank part, how things are getting on the bank ratings. Last time when we spoke, you talked about the re-rating and all that. So our limit will get announced so that we will be able to bid for higher number of higher order book. So is that process going on? When can that get completed?
Yes, I'll answer the banking part first. The process is very much on. You know, this quarter we got, about a couple of months ago, we've got a rating revision from CRISIL to BBB, which is now very positive news for us as far as the banking limit is concerned. The banks are now viewing our credibility in a much more positive light. So we are in negotiation with the existing consortium of banks as well as with a new bank to see whoever offers us the best limits with the existing collaterals that we have. And so that is, the discussions are going on. Our finance team is continuously working on it. And hopefully in the next call that I have, by then we should hopefully, you know, have revised our limits with the consortium. So that is making positive progress, and yes, once the limits are revised, we will have much more bank guarantees in hand, and we can aggressively look for order booking. Sorry, what was your first question?
First was regarding the cost of construction in residential.
Yeah.
Now, has that gone down with the price decrease in the steel and all that?
Yes, definitely. Currently, the steel and, you know, most raw material prices have gone to an extreme peak. I think they have stabilized a bit, but they are still much higher than pre-COVID levels. So
correct.
It's not that, you know, it has come back down to what we were 2 years ago. So the price is also stabilizing at those levels. So yes, in real estate, considering that, you know, we're yet to launch, so we are talking about, this is good, the stabilization of raw material price happens, and then we are able to, you know, take sale price after calculating all our costs. And as
sorry,
just a while ago, we will work out the cost of construction and
sorry to interrupt. We are losing your audio, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I said yes, the costs have come down, and we will work out the cost of construction and cost of operating real estate division, and therefore the cash flows over the next few quarters based on the project we are launching and the project we have already launched. And we will share this.
Oh. Okay, thanks, sir. Just last question on this redevelopment project that we won in Santa Cruz. So that value is worth 225 crores. So how much time execution will happen for this project? And secondly, what kind of margin can we expect? Because the 225 crore order that is there, we have taken 180 crore order book in EPC. So 45 crore is a gap. So do we need to pay for rent and other cost also? So what kind of margin we can expect in this?
See, that 225 crore, whatever the expected, cost, factoring all these things, the rent and everything has been calculated on this part. So you leave aside the easy part, so rest will be considered as a irrespective point.
Okay, so what can be typical time frame for the completion margin on this entire like project, if you can?
So it's about a year to get the full number, two and a half years to execute.
Two and a half years.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 to 4 years.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, and all the very best for.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Manish Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, this contractual project, 255 crores is our share?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Shah, your question?
Yes.
A reminder to all the participants. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Akshata Anchan, individual investor. Please go ahead. Akshata, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Akshata Anchan, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is no response from the line of Ms. Akshata, we take the next follow-up question from the line of Mr. Rashmik Oja, Kotak Securities. Please go ahead, sir. Rashmik, sir, you may go ahead with your question, please.
Sorry. Sir, thanks for the repeat question. You have given the guidance on the EPC for this year around 600 crore, next year 750 crore. Any guidance you would like to give on the real estate side so that we can get a holistic view on the overall potential revenue of the company for the next 2 years? And secondly, as I understand, maybe this year, next year, it will be, the growth will be led by EPC, and then as the RE launches Fructify, then that will fire up maybe after FY24, and that will, real estate will be back-ended and drive the growth in 24. 25, something like that.
Yes, you're right. So I think the EPC is fairly easy to give guidelines because it is recognized quarter on quarter in a linear fashion. So as long as we continue to grow our order book step by step and continue to focus on execution, we can, you know, set up as linear targets of growth. Real estate, we had gone through the details now. Back in full strength, we lined up new projects. We have 5 projects to be launched in the next 12-15 months, and then we have a couple of projects which we have launched which are to be executed and finished. All this put together should get us more than 2,000 crore of revenue to Vascon over the next 4 years. But now the recognition of this revenue, you know, will only come mostly in the 3rd year and 4th year because these projects are getting launched now. And while cash flows will start accruing from, you know, the next few months itself, the revenue will get recognized, as you rightly said, in 24 and 25, or rather 25 and 26, in fact. And only then we will see at a balance sheet or a P&L level that real estate is, you know, pushing growth as much or more than EPC is. Till then, in the books, it will look like EPC is still the significant contributor to our growth story. But the fact is that we are focusing very much on real estate as well. And we will continue to update you with the new projects we are launching. We will also share, as was pointed out, we will also share the cash flow projections over the next 3-4 years coming from real estate, and that will give you all an idea of where real estate is heading. The recognition will happen as per the guidelines, you know, down the line.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Surya Nayak, individual investor. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Surya, your line is unmuted, sir. Please go ahead with your question.
Okay, is it clear now?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. So regarding the Ajanta projects, around 15 crores has been, from the FSI sales we have got this quarter. So what is the case? I mean, if I see your project pipeline status, so our share from the Ajanta is around 230 crore. So what is the future? When are you going to actualize these profit? Because the cash flow statement shows that it has not been increased. So what is the status of regarding the Ajanta case?
So in Ajanta, see, the top line does not come to our hands. It will be very difficult to monitor that way. We only get the share of profits eventually from that entity that comes as top line and bottom line to our balance sheet. So that is why you are seeing what you are seeing. This 230 crore is a project in future which has not yet been launched. So that will happen over the next 3 years, that execution of 230 crore. And that land is also with us since a very long time at low value. So 230 crores will have, upwards of 35% of gross profit when we execute that project.
So, can we expect a similar kind of profit to come in the subsequent quarters?
No, you will not see. As I said, this quarter we got a recognition because of certain sale and completion that could be recognized in the books from Ajanta. Next quarter we may not get something similar. And then when this project is launched, it's 230 crores. So we are already working on a project which will get its OC in next quarter. So yes, in next quarter also we will get some profits from Ajanta. Then there is, and next 2-3 quarters we'll get some profit from Ajanta. After that there will be a lull because this 230 crore will get launched and will get executed over the next 3 years. And so only 3 years later will we see OC and recognition of those profits. But we'll see cash flows. Throughout this period we will see positive cash flows coming in.
Okay, and regarding the other monetization of the projects, I mean, one is your Kalyani Nagar, Aurangabad land person, when that, and along with the GMP technical solutions, when are you going to actualize those sales? Is there any parties, talks going with, any parties, or still it is in the nascent stage?
For Aurangabad, we are in talks with a party who is interested, and hopefully we might close it in the second half of this year. I had explained that, however, that cash flow would not, accrue to us as cash flow to be used in either business growth or debt reduction, because the land is pledged as collateral with our banking consortium for our limits. So whatever we realize would, have to be used as replacement for the collateral with the bank in the short term. As far as GMP is concerned, we are not talking to anyone as it stands. We will be hopefully waiting for a year or two more. GMP is also doing well, is stabilizing, and it's getting orders. It's expanding its footprint in our market as well. So we expect that GMP over the next two quarters will do much better than it did in the first two quarters of this year. Their projections seem very healthy. And hopefully then if that trend continues, next year will be much better for GMP, and once we are able to establish linear quarter-on-quarter growth in top line and bottom line for GMP, then we will look at suitors who will, then will be a right time to be able to value the company. Today I don't think we will get the true value of the company, so we are not talking.
So you are waiting for good times to plan out in GMP to exit, or because if you are looking so much optimistic about the future, then we should not be looking at exiting from the GMP.
No. We will exit. So I'll tell you what I mean. As a long term, as a clear strategy, we have been saying over the last 3-4 years that we've been sticking to it, and we intend to continue to stick to it, that we will be focusing on execution of EPC as much and as fast as we can. And the second focus will be on lining up real estate, which is again glorified EPC without huge investments in land parcel, so lining up joint ventures, redevelopments, and focusing on those executions. So as a company, our expertise, our knowledge, our bandwidth is in executing these two aspects, and we will focus only on this as we go ahead. We do not intend to hold on as investment, shareholders' money is best invested by shareholders.
wherever they feel is right. GMP, we will exit. But I think today is absolutely not the right, you know, we will get an extremely wrong valuation for the company because their balance sheet over the last 8-9 quarters is not going to support a good, you know, multiple or whatever that we look at in terms of valuing the company. So we'll let it stabilize for 4-5-6 quarters more, get a linear bottom line, and then we'll value it and, you know, use those proceeds to focus back on our core strength, which is again real estate and EV.
Okay, when the shareholders can look forward to good dividend distributions out of good reserves that is coming out?
Yeah, we haven't discussed this at management or the board level. We have had a good 2 quarters. Hopefully, we have 2 more quarters and let's see end of first quarter. We will take this to our board and management and see if we have healthy cash flows. Should we declare or if we need investment and we wait for a year or so more, then we may take the call. No commitments, no discussions on this at the board, so I do not want to give any guidelines on this. But we will come back after we discuss internally on this.
Yeah, seeing is believing, so that is what the... Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Sundararajan for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for today. And, you know, I'll see you all again next quarter and hopefully with a better set of results than this quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Vascon Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your microphone.